It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. It's Thursday, so that's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is day 5. God is good. It's time for us to pray at this time, and let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Bless us this morning. We thank you for this fast. We thank you for already answering prayers. We don't know what the final outcome is going to be, but we know that we just got word that the sentencing of our dear friends has been postponed to the 11th of December. That is significant because that was one person's, and the other person's was already scheduled for the 15th. So the fact that they're around the same time, it gives an opportunity, Lord, for you to move on the judge's heart, to bring them both in at the same time and let them go. We just pray for this. We ask that you will continue to bless all that we're praying for, our children, our families, the work, the school, the medical missionary work. We thank you, Lord, and those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, it's now time for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about
time for the coming.
Amen. My brothers and my sisters, we are going to take a little break from Daniel 11, and I'll tell you exactly why. I'm pretty transparent, as you have figured out. We are in Daniel 11. It was verse 29, I believe. Let me just go there real quickly. And I will tell you that Daniel 11, this particular verse, there's some kind of transition here, and I need to study it further. I can tell you different people have different takes on it, and I need a little more time. But it says, at the time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. Now, remember, we were talking about Rome, and this was Caesar, I believe, and Tiberius, Caesar Augustus, who was also called Octavian and Tiberius. And, you know, you've heard the name Cleopatra, the African queen. You know, she died a little bit before Jesus came on the scene. As a matter of fact, if she had not committed suicide, she would have probably been alive when Jesus was born. Isn't that interesting? Because Octavian, who was Caesar Augustus, defeated her husband, who was his brother-in-law, but he had divorced his sister and went down to Egypt and married Cleopatra. And so all of this is pretty close to the time of Christ. Very interesting. Let's have prayer. Our topic today is going to be how to pray. What does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? And what does it mean to pray according to his will? And we'll get back into Daniel 11. We just need to keep studying some things so that we at least can do the best we can to explain it. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for your love and mercy and kindness. And we ask that you will bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, before I begin, I do want to say, just in case anybody just came on, we've been fasting this week, and so this is day 5. We've been praying for many, many things. One thing we've been praying for is for 2 friends of our ministry who are confined right now. I guess I have to look it up in the dictionary. I know incarcerated means that they are in prison. These folks are in jail. They haven't been gone to trial, and they're not going to, but they're going to be sentenced. So we're asking God to open some doors because they're unjustly confined. And when we started praying, we got word that the sentencing was postponed. So I believe that's a good thing. I do have confirmation. See, the devil is very busy. I had sent a letter and a book, and the devil knew that he was going to try to get that letter lost. And so that letter and book was actually lost. It's not been delivered. But the Holy Spirit impressed me to email the letter over the weekend to the law clerk so that at least the judge would get a letter and know something's coming. And so I can't say it was after he read that letter, brothers and sisters. I don't care what God uses as long as God is in control. So I did overnight another one, and I got delivery confirmation and a message from the law clerk that the judge did have in hand the hard copy of the letter and as well as the book that I sent him. So that's where we are with that. We're going to keep fasting and praying, at least praying continually that the Lord would work. We have a little bit less than a month now for God to work on his heart. Maybe God wants him to read the book. It's a book that we wrote here at Torso Ministry called The Biblical Booster, and our friends helped us with that project. So God is merciful. I just wanted to say thank you for praying, and let's keep praying. All right. We're going to go to John, and we're going to go to John chapter 14 and verses 13 and 14. John 14, 13, and 14, and the Bible says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So if we want our prayers answered, they must be prayed in his name. Now, a lot of people believe that This means that we must say a word and a name that is spelled J-E-S-U-S. What is that name? Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Some people say as long as they say Jesus, everything is going to be all right. And that's what we're sometimes taught. But I want you to know something, brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches something very interesting. It's dealing with the sons of Sceva. It's in Acts chapter 19. And then I can just start reading verse 13 from Acts 19. It says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." So were they using the right name? Absolutely. "And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so." So let's see what happens. "And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are ye?" So, brothers and sisters, this indicates that the life that they lived was not the life that Paul lived. The life that they lived was not the life that Jesus lived. So the demons knew who Paul was. They knew who Jesus was. And they really knew who they were, but they knew they weren't like them. So because they weren't like Paul and, like, more importantly, like Jesus, they did not have the power that Jesus gave to Paul and that Jesus had. And so it says, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." It is not enough to simply say the word that is spelled J-E-S-U-S if you are not living for J-E-S-U-S. If you are not being obedient to J-E-S-U-S, if you are not following in the path and the principles of J-E-S-U-S, my brothers and my sisters, it is not just the name. Name represents character. Did you know that? That's why the Bible speaks in Revelation about the Father's name was written in the people of God's forehead. That's God's character in our frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is where you make decisions in your brain between right and wrong. And if the Father's character is not there, where you have a determination to do what is right by the grace and power of God, because he will be there for you if you choose him, brothers and sisters, we won't have the power, and that's why we don't have the power that we need to have. We must pray in Jesus' name. Ask God for the character. Anytime you want to be a better person, the answer is always yes. Lord, I want to be a better person. Will you help me? The answer is always yes. Now, do we take advantage of the help that he has given? That's where the problem is. But God will always help us to improve in our character development if that's what we want to do. If you're always lying, he can make you tell the truth, help you tell the truth. If you're fornicating, he can help you be pure. If you're always late, he can make you on time. If you're unreliable, he can make you such that everybody can count on you. Brothers and sisters, everything that we are deficient in, God will do. So when we pray in God's name, that means we're praying, committing our lives to his character. And what we're praying for is character building, okay? God might not give you a Rolls Royce, a Lamborghini, but when you're just trying to get somewhere to help somebody, you know, he might provide a bus ticket. Can we say amen? Because he knows what's best for us. Some of us can't handle Lamborghinis. I don't need one. I don't need a Rolls Royce. And I'm not here to judge anybody, okay? I've learned enough to know that sometimes things that people who have a little money have, you know, those things are not always used in the wrong way. And sometimes it's just necessary to get the work done. I believe in that many are using it lavishly. I do believe that. But I'll tell you this, brothers and sisters, as we're scattered, and in different parts of the world, different places, a private jet it's a practical thing sometimes when you deal with all this chaos at airports. Now, I'm not asking God to give me a private jet, but I'm just saying I understand. But I do believe that it's taken advantage of, and even in the Christian world, you know, people just want to live lavishly for the sake of living lavishly. Brothers and sisters, trust me, if I get a mansion, if I am able to occupy a mansion, because it's not mine, it'd be the Lord's, that's going to be the headquarters of a ministry. That's going to be where people come and get well. Can we say amen? So the point I'm making is that when we pray, what we're praying for should be character building, and our character should be aligning with God's character. That's the first thing we should do. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, it says in John 6:32, Matthew 6:32. So we seek first the kingdom. Lord, before we start praying for all these things and all these monetary blessings, Lord, I want to be like Jesus. Like Jesus, this my song in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. You know, I want you all to be able to ask Sister Maria if you see me being nice, if I'm always nice. You follow what I'm saying? I want my testimony for those who see me when I'm at my worst to be the same as those who see me when I'm at my best. And, you know, we have to be like Jesus. And so this is what it means, brothers and sisters. And a lot of people are not praying in Jesus' name. They're saying the name of Jesus, but they're not studying the Bible to learn. They're rejecting truths that are very pointed and clear in God's word. They're not even worshiping the way Jesus worshiped. But brothers and sisters, if we're going to actually get our prayers answered the way we want them to, we must pray in Jesus' name. Name represents character. When Saul became Paul, when his character changed, his name changed. God called Abram. When his character changed, his name changed to Abraham. Sarai changed to Sarah. Amen? Let's see. I think Jacob was turned to Israel, right? So you can also go to Exodus 33:18, and God asked him, Moses asked God, show me thy glory. God responded and said, I will declare my name. When he made that declaration in chapter 34, in the first several verses, he actually proclaimed his name, but he proclaimed character traits. Nine of them were merciful traits. One of them was a justice trait, suggesting that we only have God's justice when we reject all of this abundant mercy. Isn't that beautiful, friend? All right, we're going to go to another scripture now. 1 John 5:14. Now that we'll talk about in his will. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. I'll read the rest of it. It says, and if we know, verse 15, that he heareth whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That's a scripture song. Did you know it? Did you know that? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. He heareth us if we ask anything according to his will. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. He heareth us if we ask anything according to his will. You can go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, and it says, and this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Well, we know that sanctification is holiness, so we know that God's will is his desires. And so, friends, what we ask for has to be in accordance with God's desires for us. He wants us to prosper and be in health. He said we know the thoughts that he thinks of us, thoughts of peace. Brothers and sisters, he said in Psalms 34, I believe it is, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So God is not a God who's trying to keep you destitute and impoverished and challenged. Sometimes that's good for us because it's what we need, because if we had more, we wouldn't pray more. But God will answer our prayers in according to his will. So God's will is his desire, what he wants. What he wants and he knows it's best. So we humble ourselves and we submit ourselves to him because his will is better than our will. Brothers and sisters, when we begin to pray according to his name, in accordance with his will, God answers our prayers. Amen. We're going to hear from Sister Donna in the second portion of our broadcast, and she's going to give us a reading entitled Little Opportunities. We're going to take a break with the torso song at this time, and then we'll be back with a health message from Sister Donna. Father, bless us as we conclude this worship segment, and we pray that you will bless us as we prepare for the health segment in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Our up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
All right, brothers and sisters, we will now hear from Sister Donna. She's going to share with us on Little Opportunities.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Little opportunities. Let none pass by little opportunities to look for larger work. You might do successfully the small work, but fail utterly in attempting the larger work. Fall into discouragement. It is by doing with your might what you find to do that you will develop aptitude for larger work. It is by slighting the daily opportunities, by neglecting the little things right at hand, that so many become fruitless and withered. Do not depend upon human aid. Look beyond human beings to the one appointed by God to bear our griefs, to carry our sorrows, and to supply our necessities. Taking God at his word, make a beginning wherever you find work to do, and move forward with unfaltering faith. It is faith in Christ's presence that gives strength and steadfastness. Work with unselfish interest, with painstaking effort, and with persevering energy. In fields where the conditions are so objectionable and disheartening that many are unwilling to go to them, remarkable changes have been wrought by the efforts of self-sacrificing workers. Patiently and perseveringly, they labored not relying upon human power, but upon God, and his grace sustained them.
Let me repeat that. Patiently and perseveringly, they labored, not relying upon human power, but upon God, and His grace sustained them. The amount of good thus accomplished will never be known in this world, but blessed results will be seen in the great hereafter. I call that building your heavenly resume. So I'd like to end with a scripture from James 2:18, and it reads, "But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." So thanks to the Most High God, I pray that this day and every day you will find an opportunity to give glory to God. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, friends, it's time for sharing and caring. We start with roll call on Facebook. We've got Sister Vicki saying good morning to us from Georgia, Sister Valoria from Virginia, Sister Angela from South Carolina, Brother Peyton from North Carolina saying good morning to us all. Sister Gloria saying good morning as well. And we have Brother Brian saying good morning from the country of Kenya. And on the call, we have Ohio, and Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware again. We have Oklahoma. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma again. We have Georgia, and we are your servants here in Pennsylvania. Phone lines are open. Please press star 6, and we have Walking John on the call. Amen. Good morning, Brother Walking John.
Good morning to you, and good morning to all. Well, I've just been listening to, you know, you speak about those that are incarcerated. Now, how in the world you going to have a sentencing before a trial? And I say, for who I am in Christ, I've been with the Lord for years, and I tell you, I speak YHVH before the ear of the Holy Ghost and command by Isaiah 45:11, concerning my sons, command ye me. And Lord, I command that those people be released for that unjust incarceration. I am highly disturbed by it. I was called one time to touch a situation in Africa from Ohio, and it worked. And Lord, you can see my faith. I've been with you all these years. And Lord, I just command that you take that devil out of that trial and all those depositions and all those lies that has been formulated against those people and loose them in Jesus' name. Lord, I am a son from the sheep of the fold of belief. Lord, I believe whatsoever I ask in your name, Lord, I'm according to your will, Lord, that you will perform it. And I just ask and command by Isaiah 45:11, concerning my son, command ye me. Loose those people, Satan, in Jesus' name, and we'll give you glory. And I'll hear for the results as the time goes on. So thank you and bless everybody. For the Lord sent us on the circle of the earth. He's chanted at all points. You can reach him anywhere in the world. In Jesus' name. And then that's my prayer for those people that's incarcerated, because I know what it's about to be incarcerated under lies and all kind of crazy imaginations and voices. So in the name of Jesus, I intercede, Lord, for those people. Thank you so much. God bless the SDA. All right, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. God bless you. If there's anyone else, please press star 6. We appreciate Brother Walking John with that inspiration and prayer and well wishes. I will give you a little information. There was a plea deal offered to them, and just to not that they feel that they did everything that they're accused of doing, but they just decided to take the plea deal because it would suggest less jail time in the sentencing. So that's why there's a sentencing before a trial, because they accepted a plea deal. But the bottom line is, the vast majority of the things, brothers and sisters, that often people are accused of, I shouldn't say often, I can't say how often, but in this case, you can be innocent and be charged with many a thing that you're innocent of. So we're definitely praying. And it appears that God is already answering our prayers. I think that sentencing delay is a good thing. It gives God more time to work on the heart. And they now have information in that courtroom from our ministry that they can chew on and read and look at. I don't know if they're praying people, but they're going to be affected by praying people. So praise God. If there is anyone else, press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. And God is merciful. This is day 5 of our fast. We just have 2 more days, and we will have finished our fall 7-day fast. And we just are excited about what God is doing. Anyone else want to share anything? All right, then. Again, we thank God for you. Thank God for Sister Donna for sharing today. And we are going to just turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to have our closing prayer at this time.
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to come together to have worship. As always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to hear your word first thing in the early morning hours. And Lord, we ask that you will help us to continue to allow your spirit to teach us the things we need to know as we grow in grace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray that you will bless everyone on this line in a special way. We know that there are several requests that have been already submitted to you, and we know that you're working each one out in accordance with your perfect will. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Walker being able to share with us this morning, once again, his knowledge and experience of being incarcerated and allowing for his prayer to be sent to you. We pray that you will bless his life and be with him and his family. And we ask for that special blessings will be granted to each of us today. Help us to serve you faithfully, and help us to remember that our God does hear and answer prayers. And we pray, Lord, again, that the fear of the Lord would be in the face of the judge as he is going to be going through over the next month a determination as to what the sentence should be. We pray that there will not be one. We pray that both of your son and daughter cases will be terminated, dismissed, so they may be free. And allow them to come back together, Lord, as husband and wife, and to tend to their children, and certainly to tend to the harvest that you have before us. And we pray that you will continue to bless each of us in our efforts as we serve you faithfully. And let us be all changed into the beautiful and lovely image of Jesus Christ, who is our soon to King come, our soon to come King. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship. will love.